Number H, what is the pastor's primary job? This is an important concept in the lay pastor's ministry. Not only for this ministry, but also for every ministry in the church. There are many things to do for pastor, but keeping the same is the primary job. Ephesians 4:11 to 12, to keep the same for the work of ministry. Let's talk about the leadership for today. Do the leader alone is doing everything today? If so, how about others, lay people? So much better to train them, encourage them, supporting them. Others, lay people, can do it. Each one is the most effective and the more productive. Many ministries are less effective and less productive in the church. Why? Probably there are something wrong, doing or missing something there. I once preached at one church in the other countries on the topic 1 plus 99 principle. It means one pastor and 99 lay people. Of course, it means pastor and lay people there. Each one is more effective, doing by one person or with 99 people. Of course, the latter is much better. Even though we know this calculation, but we don't do that because we think this is just mathematical. Is there only mathematical? No. This is true. If the pastor is doing alone, he's never doing everything completely because there are 46 jobs to do as one discovered. As you know, 1 plus 99 is the proper and biblical concept. One pastor and 99 lay people. That's why equipping the lay people is the most important and primary job of a senior pastor. Then lay people can do many other things. This is more effective than the pastor is doing alone. And there is another issue. If we have been doing gift-giving, there should be lead-giving followed. That's also a pastor job, primary job as well. Dr. Robert Solocom in Houston, Texas, wrote, "Double maximize in your ministry," said, "Only gift-giving once startup is not enough." And he stressed, "Lay people can do it, cannot do develop it continually." Okay, yes, I'm not talking lay people is not matured or so-and-so, but mostly of lay people only looking at their pastoral decision and their guidance, looking for their pastor to do something for themselves. Because the pastor is top leader in the church, and such as God picked Moses, he assigned pastor as a leader in the church. So pastor has to do his job, equipping and re-equipping constantly. That's why most of pastors are difficult in re-equipping continually, because as their lay people growing, their re-equipping leadership skills should be more upgraded, definitely. Thank you for listening.